LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.
The stock market has been on quite the roller coaster over the last month. Now, one of the things most investors will tell you and financial advisors is not to go invest in single stocks. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he told Fox News mutual funds are the way to go.
I like mutual funds, growth stock mutual funds. That's the thing that helped me make a difference in my own life. But I want people to understand where they are. But single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung. So we need to understand what we're investing in. And if you can't explain it to a 10 or a 12-year-old, then you don't need to invest in it.
Hogan was then asked which president, Trump or Obama, should be able to take credit for the economy.
I think we can get caught up in the government, right? The government's job is to protect us. I think ultimately our economic progress, our economic focus starts in our homes. And I think it's people rising up and taking control over where they are.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at this weekend's box office numbers.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, overpowered last weekend's winner, Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about Queen. Number three is Overlord. Number four, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Number five, The Girl in the Spider's Web, a new dragon tattoo story. And A Star is Born, dropping down to number six.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I can gladly say the gang is all here. Not sure how excited everybody is.
Listen, I'm excited.
He's excited.
I really am.
Well, look at that.
Why would you think I'm not? I'm Brian Thomas. Why wouldn't I be excited?
I just was trying to read expressions, and it just, you had your radio face on, and I could quite tell what you're going to say until you talk.
That's because I don't have a TV.
Or what you're thinking, or your moods were.
Listen, you're talking about the election?
Yeah, it's kind of going that way.
Listen, I'm feeling good about it. It is what it is. It was what we've described it as. It was a blue splash, not a wave. Mm-hmm. Did they do well? Yes, they did well. Did history say that they were going to do well? Yes. Does that make it a wave? Not so much. So when I look at the great state of Michigan, we can use it as an example just because I'm familiar with the numbers more so here than most other states. Lud, when you look at it, what do you see?
Honestly, I thought this was a dribble that barely touched the sole of my flip-flops because, yeah, predictions were we'd keep the House. I know I said that.
Keep the House. U.S. or state?
U.S. House. And right. I did say state. I said state will keep the legislator,
yep,
both
and
chambers.
We did.
We got a slimmer margin, but it doesn't matter. We still get to
Do you blame the victory of Gretchen? Folks, let me start all over again. I got to start where I want to be.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I have both been candidates. So when I look at the candidates, both parties, by the way, both winners and the folks that fell short, both parties, listen, and I mean this sincerely, thank you. I think for folks to run for office, I'm telling you, if you have not run for office, you can't imagine what the candidates and the families have to put up with to allow for us to have the candidates that we either love or hate.
Yeah.
It's a big deal now. And I mean that sincerely. to both parties, all parties, by the way, for those multi-party folks that are listening to us. It's a big deal. So, yeah, you and I, we know a lot of the folks on our side of the divide, and you get really involved in it because it's a personal thing. You know them. You like them. Mm-hmm. You like what they stand for. That doesn't take away from the other side. Let's be honest about it for a minute. And I've said very consistently for the 6 years of this show, I don't want a single-party state government. And I don't mean state as in union of states. I don't want some Soviet-style party, be it my party or theirs. So when the Democrats were getting wild and crazy-haired, and the question is, are they turning themselves into a regional party? At that point, I coached them, please don't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want a single-party country. So do I think that they revived? No, and we're going to talk about that during the show today. When I look at some of the comments coming from Nancy Pelosi about what she's hoping to do now that she will temporarily, because they don't want her any more than they do.
No, a lot of them ran against that idea of her being speaker.
Yep, so she's going to be the interim speaker, but she's already talking vitriol. Folks, we need leaders from both parties to meet in the arena of ideas, to be Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. I've been about as consistent on that as you can get. So to the greater point, though, I don't see this as a blue wave. It didn't splash above the second blue line on my PF flyers. That's been the thing I've been saying for the last month or so. Having said that, when I look at, for instance, Gretchen Whitmer, I don't know her, so I can't tell you I personally dislike her. I have talked to Democratic legislators that serve with her that do not like her. But I can say that about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Honest. So we get caught up in that.
Yeah.
I think that's a rat trap that we don't need to be in. So I'd rather step back from all of it and say historical logic says that a Gretchen Whitmer, whether it was her or somebody else, was going to win. If I have to look at our side to do some reevaluation, and I think that's what both parties should do, whether they win or whether they lose, you get to the end of an election cycle and you do some self-evaluation.
Yeah.
How did we fare out? So when I do it that way and say, do I want to cast blame? I do a little bit. I think part of the blame belongs to Governor Snyder.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. I've not liked you. If you're listening, I know you're probably not because you don't like me anymore than I like you. But listen, I take nothing from the results that he's provided to the state, but he did it because he took it out of our pockets.
Yeah.
So am I going to miss him? I hope the door doesn't hit you real hard on the way out, but GIT, get.
Yeah, I will. That's not how be I sad feel about him.
I dislike him both personally and as a governor. But I can reel myself in and say, okay, goodbye, and not get vitriol until I see how he treated not our nominee for governor, but how he mistreated the folks that supported that nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do that to Democrats. Why would my Republican Party leader, that's what you're supposed to be, Snyder, why would you treat the folks that supported Schuette with the vitriol? And he's going, well, I didn't do that. Well, yeah, you did. That's the effect of what you did, is you mistreated the folks that supported Schuette. You mistreated the exact same folks in many cases that nominated you in the first place, you bonehead. Am I overstating it? Am I being a little bit too vitriol towards Snyder?
No. One of the people in our 60 Minutes group ran for office. She ran here in the Grand Rapids area, and she got shellacked. But I will tell you this. I sent her a personal message yesterday and said, good luck. Obviously, I wouldn't vote for you. We're on different sides. But I applaud your effort and hard work and at least trying.
Right.
You believe in something and you're going after it. It's great. And she got beat. I'm glad she got beat because I don't believe her ideology. But so, she's a nice woman, and I'm glad she at least took the effort.
That you disagree with her doesn't make her
a bad person.
A bad person.
No.
She's just wrong.
She's just wrong. I let her know every time we talk, but.
Yeah, I like you a lot. You're just wrong.
Yeah, you're always wrong, but here's the deal. Michigan went blue at the top level for one reason. Proposal one.
I agree with that. I think this was about dope.
If it wasn't there, we don't lose everything. I'm talking about top level.
You lost most.
Senate, the governor, Secretary of State.
You lost statewide.
Yeah.
But you didn't lose the speakership. You didn't lose who was ever going to be the Senate Majority Leader. Yep. Didn't lose both chambers. That's a big deal.
Yes. But especially having lost the governorship.
But I absolutely agree with you. This was about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said that all along. This was a Democratic get-out-the-vote machine.
And it worked.
And I remain very opposed to it from a cultural standpoint. And no, I'm not retreating. For those that thought I would retreat the day after, not so much.
No.
I'm really not. I'll be making changes in Renegade River as a result of this. By the way, I got folks that are in favor of it that are attacking me on Facebook, hoping I go out of business. And I go, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm not saying that about you.
But isn't that kind of why you want to know? Because you know it would do that type
of
thing?
But that's like third grade thinking.
Yeah.
You don't like, I hope you burst into fire and dry. And you go, come on, stop it.
Here we are.
That's so childlike.
Applauding Democratic candidates win and lose, telling them great job, at least trying, standing up for what you believe in, and that the other side
right
is doing that. Hope you go out of business. Or, oh, the Republicans are going to be crying now. Oh, look at all of them whining. I'm not whining at all.
No, but listen, but here's the city mouse, country mouse thing. In fact, I'm going to save it. We'll do City Mouse, Country Mouse after the break, because it's really telling on what we're actually seeing. Because mm-hmm. They get us lost in identity politics.
Yes.
They get us debating about whether it was middle-aged white women or whether it was this group or that group or the other group. Well, and you go, no, this is still the same fight that Hamilton and Jefferson had. It's yeah. What kind of country do we want to be, and what vantage point, this is the key to it, what vantage point do you see when you look across the, how are you seeing it?
I do one thing, though. I don't think it's between Jefferson and Hamilton anymore. I really think it's between Jefferson and Lenin.
But I put Hamilton in the same bed as I do Lenin. I mean, they were both progressive. They were both central government. They both thought that government had a far greater role than I do. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Woo, what a week, I'm telling you.
It really was a big week. It truly was. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, when we're talking about the midterms this week, we can't honestly say this was unexpected.
No.
Because, you know, we talked about it. We know what's going to happen. The assumption was that Gretchen Whitmer would win. And by the way, I can't entirely blame it on Governor Snyder, as much as I would love to put it all on his table. Part of it goes to Schuette, because Schuette was not a charismatic guy. I like him, but that's not the world we live in. We need a charismatic, somebody to strut around up there like a peacock. I think that she does that.
Mm-hmm.
She answers the current rage for gender.
Oh.
All of those things are important to the ingredients. Some of those things Bill Schuette couldn't answer to.
Yeah.
He couldn't answer to the times that we're in. So use the old cartoon thing. He's a victim of circumstance. He is.
He is.
He's a victim of Snyder. He's a victim of where he's at in the path of Republican-Democrat in that chair. And Gretchen Whitmer, I don't think she's a nice person. Time will find out whether I'm right or not. I don't have the answer. That's my view looking in. And it's not an ideological view. I don't think she's a nice person. I think she's going to be difficult to work with. I would love to be wrong.
Yeah.
6 months from now, I hope somebody calls in and says, Mikey, you were wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. But listen, I promised before we went to break, I really want to talk about City Mouse, Country Mouse. Some of this stuff is very predictable. We could sit and gauge how high the blue wave is going to be. Now, had we have had this conversation before Kavanaugh, it may have been a blue wave because there wouldn't have been any red response. The Republican side of the United States, at least here in Michigan, and I'll dial it way back, right here in West Michigan, was best described in a single word, lethargic.
Yeah.
I couldn't get them to do anything. I tell you that, folks, as a district chair, it was like pushing jello. Nobody really cared. Once Kavanaugh got pounded in public, wrongfully, by the way, now we're watching one story at a time unravel. For another time, we'll save that. But the Democrats probably did a little bit of an overreach with Kavanaugh, and it caused a response, and that's what stymied their blue wave. Was it greater than I thought it was going to be? Not, probably not, because this is what you expect. And then I start looking at Bill Huizenga, who's been a number of times on this show, a congressman for 2nd District. Justin Amash from this district we're airing in. Both congressmen, both challenged by Democrats. I don't know Justin Amash's race as well as I know Bill Huizenga, but when I last left off, the opposition that failed had spent $1.2 million in a race that he had absolutely zero chance of winning. I joked, Bullitt, the store's Great Dane, had a greater chance of being the next congressman to replace Huizenga than did that guy's name. I can't even remember his name. I think.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the
by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Poll workers in Florida are continuing with their recount efforts in the Florida gubernatorial race and Senate race down there that were both too close to call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything.
USA Radio News.
The forecast for crews battling the California wildfires is anything but promising today. Winds will be near hurricane force as fires continue to burn in northern and southern California. Governor Jerry Brown is requesting a major disaster declaration from the president. Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema increased her advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race by just over 32,000 votes. Now, the votes are being counted again today. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Poll workers in Florida are continuing with their recount efforts in the Florida gubernatorial race and Senate race down there that were both too close to call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You know, I should take a visit today of your website. Maybe I should come see you too at the store.
RenegadeRiver.com. Come by the store also out in beautiful Nunica. Ludwig, tell me what's going on in Florida. I'm Michiganed out for a moment. What's going on in Florida?
So Florida was one of the highly contested races that we had. The criminal out of Tallahassee, governor, running it.
That's not very nice.
Well, it's true. I go with facts.
Was he found guilty of anything?
Not yet.
Well, then you can't say the word criminal.
Well, just because you haven't been found guilty doesn't mean you didn't commit a crime.
Don't. But listen now, we chastised the left when they ran around accusing Kavanaugh, et cetera, saying, no, we have due process. So he's been charged, found guilty by
his peers. What is he, felon?
Or you said criminal. That's strong.
Yeah.
That's strong. I got to push back.
It's true.
You got to be honest. You can't have it both ways.
You're right and I'm right.
No, I'm right.
Mark that down. That's number 18.
No, you're down to like 8 now with all your demerits that you've been losing.
Anyways, he was running.
So the guy that you don't particularly care for.
Yep. The C word, and was running against a congressman, Ron DeSantis, yep, who was way down, 36 points in his primary, had yep, one debate and just took off and blew that up. Big Trump supporter. This guy's awesome. Oh, I've listened to him in some of the debates. I listened to him in other areas of the testimonies they did in Congress. He's not known as well. He was so far back when they went to the general, and he just kept coming and coming and coming. Yep. And then you had Rick Scott, the former governor,
yep,
taking on the incumbent senator. And they said, there's no way either one of these guys win.
Right.
Again, identity politics on the governor side. First black mayor of Florida, blah, blah, blah. Trump went down there. And the Trump effect happened. See, Trump won Florida.
I got to push back again. Just because the guy happens to be a black American doesn't automatically make it identity politics. It just means he's a black American that chose to run for office.
What makes identity politics is every time they talked about him,
right?
It was
is that him or
Gillum,
them?
Comma first black but governor.
But was that him or them?
Oh, he used the race card nonstop in their debates. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable.
Okay, that's why we need you to explain it to us.
He was DeSantis was questioning about the tickets he took from an undercover FBI agent, which is why I did say criminal.
And but that's not.
I know. But
we got to find the guy. He's not even been charged, and you're saying criminal. I'm not defending him. I think the guy's a scumbucket. But that's
okay. We'll go scumbag. There we go.
That's me not saying you're a felon. I almost called him a Ludwig. That'd have been a bridge too far.
But in the debate, DeSantis was questioning him on these tickets he took, and he instantly went to see. He's saying that I can't get anything on my own because I'm a black man.
Right.
My head about explore over that one. I'm like, I am so tired of that.
Yes, I don't buy that stuff anymore either.
No.
I don't buy. But listen, in his defense, I don't know how old the guy is.
I think he's in his early 40s.
But in my life, I'm 57. Mm-hmm. In my life, I've seen a country where that was true in. And so some of the trades that we've made have been very good. We need to put that kind of ugly thinking in our history books.
Yeah.
We can't ever forget it lest it happen again.
Yep.
Okay, but it goes back to what I told you guys on an entirely different topic, 5 years, 4 years, right when you first started on the show. I talked about the black lady who was a nurse at Henry Ford's hospital when I was a very little boy during the Detroit race riots. This lady introduced me to humanity. But listen, that was at a time when what he was saying was true.
Mm-hmm.
So while I sit and grumble about some of the changes that we've made, folks, some of the changes have been good. We got to be honest about that.
Yeah.
The fact that he can be a viable candidate in a state or national race, that's a big deal. It shouldn't be the deal, and I think that's your point.
Yes. Shouldn't be the reason
somebody's
voted.
The deal. I agree with you, and I don't want to take you off the path.
No, no.
But I don't want to pretend that what he's saying was not rooted in reality.
50 years ago is reality.
No, not that. We're not talking 50 years ago.
But thanks to the president, we brought it back into this forefront. But
listen, I think President Obama set us backwards.
Yes.
But that wasn't because he's black. It's half black. I think it's because of identity politics.
Yes.
I think as soon as we got on the path of trying to put everybody into little stations, it's what I've said all along. I got to tell this group this, but I can't have this group hear me tell that group over there that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this is about, and it's about fundraising.
Yeah.
It's about controlling all the little tribes of people, and it's about fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Yep. And by the way, it works. That's why we're having this conversation today.
Yep.
It does work. It angers people. I don't think that anger and fear-mongering from either party is the path to success for either party.
No.
I've seen that from both. And I find that to be an entire vacancy of leadership.
Yep.
That's how I see that. Fox News, when they're talking about exactly the topic you're on, and more specifically how Trump didn't make a difference. He didn't help with any of the congressional races. He didn't help with the Florida gubernatorial. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And by the way, folks, let's have a truth serum meeting for a minute. Most of the folks that wanted Schuette to win or wanted John James to win knew that neither one of them could win unless Trump came to town.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's get our truth pill.
We were calling for it.
Let's swallow it down and get her done.
Yeah.
Because if he would have came. Now, listen, I'm not bagging him because I don't know how he does what he does. Talking about Trump, that is. This guy, I couldn't. I'm 57. He's 70-something. Folks, I can't keep up with him. Maybe you could. God bless you. But I can't. So I was disappointed. I wasn't angered. But I do believe that if he would have come to Michigan one rally.
Just once.
One rally in the last 30 days, you would have a Senate-elect John James.
Yep.
And you would have a gubernatorial-elect Bill Schuette.
Yeah.
I think that one difference would have dragged the extra mile.
Yep.
The numbers were very close. I tell you that because we were talking on break, and you got me stirred up over the media bagging on him. I'm not the resident Trumpublican, but I really like truth a lot.
Yeah. It was nice last night. Chris Matthews started going off about how Trump didn't really have an effect. And Britt Hume stepped in and go, are you kidding me? And took him to task. And then somebody else started it, and he took that guy to task. Like, you can't say Trump didn't have an effect. Trump won Florida. Trump won the senator in Indiana. He won the senator in Missouri. Those are three races we know for a fact, based on his three major stops in the last 10 days, that went red because he went there. And I do believe if he came to Michigan, we have a different outcome. I understand time. We got to put the time in. I get it. Maybe he didn't have the time to get here. I would have loved him to get here, but he didn't. It's not the reason we lost, but it could have been the reason we won.
Now, behind the scenes, folks, just we got to keep what the truth serum pouring out. Behind the scenes, Ludwig and I often debated, several times debated, respectfully, is he not coming because he doesn't think that he can put enough bounce into this to make a difference?
Yep.
Is that the real reason? And I don't know the answer. We're not sitting in the Oval Office having a political powwow. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But you got to sit and pontificate a little bit. What would it have made the difference? Could he have? I don't know those answers. I know that, like I said, Schutte is not. In fact, I joked about it the other day, and I think it was Miles and I. If we could have somehow switched it around to where John James was the head of the ticket, that's not to take anything from Bill Schutte. It goes to sizzle to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think John James brought sizzle to the table when he talked. Bill Schutte, the guy is very talented. I take nothing from him.
Yeah.
But no one ever looks at him and goes, wow, is that inspirational? Because it's not. He's a policy wonk. He's like us.
Yeah.
That's not sizzle. He's a policy wonk. And I like that. But when I looked at Gretchen Whitmer, I forget the ideological difference. She didn't wow me. And I don't believe that she wowed the average person, other than some of the crude comments I've heard made about her femininity. And that's not me. I'm just parroting what I've heard. And I thought that was obnoxious for a person to win or lose by the way. Those are not we should be more of a mature culture than that. But I guess when you got people opining and wishing my business will go under because I disagree with them on a political point, yowzers.
It's an interesting world.
I don't think negative. I try not to. By the way, I am human nature. I do once in a while. But you have to be honest. You got to look yourself in the mirror and reel yourself in.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber.
As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Oh, I think we're at the point where we got to bring up the old Enigma report. Am I wrong or right?
It is an enigma.
The whole thing's an enigma.
It's all an enigma. Listen, so the enigma for me, Ludwig, well, this is maybe a double bubble enigma because you have to help me with this. I don't understand. There's an enigma for you. So Fox News is upset with Sean Hannity and Judge
Janine Pirro.
What did they do wrong? Help me understand.
So they were covering the Missouri rally.
Yep.
And Trump waved them on the stage.
Right.
And they went up spontaneously.
Yeah.
And spoke on his behalf for a second.
If the president of the United States waved you on stage, I have to tell you, I don't know why I would be there, but if I were at an Obama rally.
Yeah.
And the president of the United States waved me on stage, I'd go up on stage.
I'm going. It's the president.
I'm going. Now, and I don't like him. I don't like him personally. I don't like his ideology. It ain't got nothing to do with that. This is president of the United States. But let me tell you, Shorten, we've talked about it probably three or four times over the years. Once upon a time, I had a boss. I was getting involved in politics. And the boss, big highfalutin meeting. We're going to meet, bring all the powers to be in and set me down. In the dark room, it was like right out of a 1950s movie, pull the shades. It was kind of weird. Do you want to be in politics or do you want to work for me? I said, well, you know, I like you a lot and I'm going to miss you. And that's how that ended. And I got to tell you something. I don't think.
Love it.
It's true.
I love it.
I don't think that Hannity. Now, by the way, I don't think Fox wants to lose Hannity. I'm not a big Hannity fan. But the man sells a lot of commercial time. He generates a lot of do-re-mi for Fox News, the corporation. Mm-hmm. So do they want to make a big to-do out of this in the public arena? God bless them if they do. But I'm still where I was. If I come to work for you, I did not surrender my Bill of Rights at the door.
Yep.
It ain't happening. I still have a First Amendment, and by the way, I'm just telling you, I still have a Second Amendment. I'm not surrendering my Bill of Rights at the door, not for that boss so many years ago, and not for Fox News. I'm not doing it. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right. And think about their viewership. You think the majority of the viewers are going to agree with this? They're going to say, Fox, shut up.
Well, listen,
we're glad he got up there for him.
But listen, let's go the other direction, because I ragged on Laura Ingraham the other day with Miles. I did. I'm just telling you. I don't dislike her.
She drives me nuts.
I don't like her. I don't care. She's a talking head on TV. It's okay. Makes a lot of dough. Good for her. Bully for her.
Always has to be right.
Here's the problem I had with her. I sat there all evening long. It's a true story. I sat there all evening long waiting to see Rush Limbaugh introduce the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. I'm just being honest with you.
I tuned in because you told me. I didn't know what was
going to
happen.
I wanted to see. In fact, just folks, you got to imagine. You got Miles Bauer and Biggin, the three of us, different spots in Michigan, were texting back and forth. I'm really truly.
Hold on. I know Michigan may look like Illinois now, but he was in Illinois.
He was in Illinois. Yeah. Yeah. We look a little bit more like Illinois than we did 2 days ago. That was his point early this morning. But listen, I honest was excited about it. I've been following Rush since, I got to tell you, the first time I ever heard of Rush, An old fellow, he's long since passed away, is Henry. He was in his 80s at the time, and we're probably talking late 80s. Gave me some VHR.
Oh, the show?
Of Rush Limbaugh doing big concert-looking talks.
Oh.
And I'm going, who is this guy? I like this stuff. I like what he does. Yep. Now, doing this show has educated me about what a phenomenal job he does. To do a dead mic for 3 hours, 5 days a week, I don't care who you are, folks. That's a big deal now. Oof. Miles and Ludwig will both tell you, I'm not in panic mode, but every day it's a concern to make sure that I'm not doing a show that's monologue form. That this guy's 30-plus years in doing dead mic 3 hours a day times five, that's a big deal. Genuine, I don't always agree with him, but he's got stage presence and charisma. I looked forward to it. So there I'm watching it. I'm ready on the edge of my dad chair. And it's Laura Ingraham. She goes there for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's back to what she's got to say. No, it's always stop. I don't care what you've got to say. I'm not being dismissive. It's not because you're your gender. I don't care. I wanted to see the introduction.
Yeah.
No, I got to see it. I had to go to YouTube.
Yeah, I went to Facebook and watched it live on Fox.
And you go, well, so now I'm wondering with this new revelation. Now I'm thinking maybe I wrongfully besmirched her. Maybe Fox Corporate told her, don't you dare play that.
No. I mean, it could have, but she likes to hear herself, that's for sure. And when they brought on three talking heads and her, you even commented, I don't want to hear her. And I'm like, I commented right back, no, go back to Rush. I turned off whatever me and Noelle were watching.
Yep.
When, as soon as you messaged me, Rush is going to be on. I'm like, what? Noelle, Fox. And she was mad for a second. Then I was like, Rush is going to be on. She's like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And then we went to Laura. And even she goes, what are they doing? I want to hear him.
So you don't think that was Fox Corporate being selfish. You think that was her being thick-headed.
Yeah.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know.
Why would you upplay that he's going to be on and have Hannity and everybody there and then not show it? They didn't even show Trump that much.
But here's the foundation of why we're even having this conversation. By the way, it's not Rush. It's that we know President Trump is going to move the needle.
Yes.
We know that. Speaking of that, I want to use the remainder of Enigma. Because here's one of the things I guess this is a backhanded way of talking about Trump and money in politics and how we've gotten so far off the path. I've told you the story before. I get to tell it again. So you got Ronald Reagan sitting on the couch with Johnny Carson. You've got Governor Ronald Reagan sitting on the couch with Johnny Carson. Carson asks the obvious paramount question. Mr. Governor, how do we get money out of politics? You need to shorten the campaign cycles. Now, we're already, this is the week we ended midterms. It's been a two-year-long fiasco. It started, think about this, it's a truism. Midterm elections started before President Trump was inaugurated.
November 5th, 2016.
The moment they said he won, as soon as Rachel Maddow mopped her face off, midterms started.
Yep.
Now, here we are. The week that midterms are over with, and we're already reeling out the candidates for 2020.
Yep.
You go, folks, I got to tell you, the reason it takes so much money, the reason it makes sense for Elizabeth Warren to help raise $1.2 million in a district that they have no chance of winning whatsoever, is because it's all become really, people have become numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more numb people are, it takes more and more and more anger, more and more fear to rev them up. And that's not civic duty. That's not making America better. And I'm not taking a shot at Trump. I'm taking a shot at our political culture. Reagan was right back in the mid-70s.
Yep.
We need to slow ourselves down, our political culture. 2 year cycles, nonstop, the ever-ready bunny, it never ever ends. Is that social media? Is it cable TV? Is it all of it? What causes this phenomenon?
It's become a big business. There's billions of dollars. It's all it, about.
You know what? You're right about that. That'd make your number 9 for the year.
That's 18.
9. Because you lost a lot of points in the last 60 days.
Do you remember when Fred Thompson was running?
Yep.
He got in May. Late May, early June. And everybody said, well, why'd you get in so late? Because he was supposed to be the front runner. And he said, you're not supposed to campaign until after Labor Day or after Memorial Day.
Because he was a dinosaur.
Yeah. And he lost. He was two debates and gone.
Yeah.
He was too far behind that needle. Yeah. I told my class this week, this will vote November. By January, you'll already see declared candidates will be revved up by June into full 2020 campaign mode.
And to me, we lose a lot.
Yeah.
We really lose a lot.
Yep.
As a culture, as a society, it keeps folks angry. It keeps good Democrats and good Republicans, both sides of the aisle, both elected and grassroots, from able to earnestly have a conversation. Kelvin College, I'm almost out of gas. Kelvin, I hear music. Kelvin College had an election eve where both the college Democrats and the college Republicans watched the election returns together.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Bravo to them.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm a partisan. Make no mistake, folks. I'm a passionate partisan, but I'm also an honest citizen first.
Yep. Congratulations to all who tried and won.
Absolutely. Listen, let's end it on that because that's a very valid point. We'll put you at 10.
Yes.
I'm telling you. All the folks, Democrats and Republicans, and more, even more than you, your families, folks, thank you very, very much. I know that I've been there. Ludwig, you've been there. It's a lot of work, and it takes something fierce for the family. Folks, thank you very, very much. Have a great day. We'll see you as soon as we can.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Fires in Northern and Southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially for people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
The recount of the Senate and gubernatorial races in Florida's 67 counties continued today. Broward County officials already ran into problems where they mistakenly counted 22 absentee ballots that had been rejected because the signature did not match. Catherine Harris is a former Florida Secretary of State. She joined Fox News with one thing people need to remember during this recount.
It's critical that the laws are followed. Our elected officials were elected, as we hoped, to act with courage and integrity and administer the law.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The price of a gallon of gasoline continues to fall around the nation, reaching a point that four states, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Missouri, all have at least one station selling gas at $1.99. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects a savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon.